And welcome back to Purple Passion. And
passionate in this.
It's very passionate. A little bit of purple as well.
The WBAL guys against the.
I know it's in the breaks. It's getting pretty heated.
Well, you got here's the white our guys with the jackets on and the black guys with.
We're dressed up over here. We find it pretty important to be on time and to be dressed up for the show. That's our side of the table.
I like my fashion.
All right, Twitter question this
week.
We're
from the hood, son.
Oh my goodness! Which playoff team is the most vulnerable? Most vulnerable going into the playoffs.
The playoff team that's most vulnerable, I would say,
beat.
In the NFC.
And getting beat, yes. Not the most vulnerable to win.
In the NFC, I think it's going to be Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
In the AFC, I hate to say it, but I think it's the Baltimore Ravens. I think that they still have some ways to go as far as the six teams that are in there, although people would probably say Andrew Luck, because of him being a rookie, would be the guy that would be most vulnerable.
I'm going to go that in the AFC is going to be the Houston Texans. I think even if they get the number one seed, they've been kind of nicked up. They've been a team. They've shown themselves exactly to maybe have a slip up or not play their A game. And if we have to see Peyton Manning or New England, I know they beat them both head to head, but it's a different story in the playoffs. And then the NFC, I go to Atlanta. The guys that I cheer for down there, they had it 14-2 a couple years ago and just couldn't get it done. And again, when they have those high seeds, there's a lot of pressure on them. So I think those two teams could be the teams that could slip up.
Yeah, until Atlanta wins one, you have to go with them as being vulnerable, and the Colts with a rookie quarterback. But I say every team is vulnerable. I mean, the number one or number two seed hasn't won in how long?
Yeah, sure.
So to me, every team is vulnerable going
playing,
in.
That's how long.
Yeah, it's a long time. I mean, they just.
Do they keep records back? Yeah. All right, let's
with
move on.
Chisel and
with an abacus.
Huge game coming up in the DMV. Dallas, Washington, winner gets the NFC East. They will be the champions. This is a big one, Sunday Night Football.
I don't think Dallas is the type of team that's poised to play strong four-quarter football to win, whereas when you're talking about the Redskins, how they've been able to overcome their early season woes to put themselves even in the conversation, absolutely, I think it's the Redskins.
You're talking about momentum going into the playoffs. Skins right now on the longest win streak in 16 years.
But we both know this. Tony Romo has been the guy that has not played up to expectations for how many years? This one game would erase everybody's memories of all the past failures. If he can come in and win on the road, and they have a better passing attack against a horrific defense and a horrible pass defense that the Redskins have. So I actually think the Redskins are going to come in here and win the football game, unless RG3 and that running attack of Alfred Morris and him gets untracked early on. But I don't
see
it happening with Rob Ryan.
Who's going to come in?
The Cowboys are going to come in and win.
You think the Cowboys are
going to win.
By the way, Tony Romo may be the most vulnerable. Not a team. Maybe it is Tony Romo. But RG3, this is his biggest game of his young career.
Well, no doubt about that. When you're playing to go to the playoffs, it's going to be your biggest game. But it's also Tony Romo's biggest game. Right. And every time he's had a biggest game, what has he done?
Lost.
He's lost. So until you win one, you got that in the back of your mind. RG3 doesn't have any of those ghosts that he has to worry about. He just has to go out and play.
The Cowboys defense led by Rob Ryan, I think, is better and has an opportunity to make more plays than the Redskins defense will.
DeMarcus
Ware is back. But he's back. He rested the last couple weeks. He'll be back this week.
All right, it's staying the NFC.
RG3 can't
Green Bay and Minnesota is a huge game. Green Bay can move up a little bit in the seeding there. That would be big. Packers have won 5 straight against the Vikings. It's big, too, for Minnesota.
Yeah, all I know is one thing. Adrian Peterson is going to be all day against the Packers.
Said the former Vikings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Green Bay's defense isn't very good. But their offense, they can score a lot of points. And they will score a lot of points against Minnesota. I think Green Bay will win. I think Adrian Peterson will have a big day, but I think Green Bay will win the
game. Maybe start with a quarterback, too. Aaron Rodgers has been pretty awesome.
He's been playing phenomenal. No one is talking about it because everyone's the hype about RG3 and all these other stories around the NFL. But Aaron Rodgers is showing why he's a former MVP in this league, and he's the guy. You talk about a team that could get hot. They've been up and down, throughout this whole season, but they're a team that could get in the playoffs and start blowing people out. And they did it, as you said, against the 14-2 Atlanta Falcons a couple years ago and won a Super Bowl that year.
Let's talk about our game. Ravens, Cincinnati. The Ravens at 10-5. The Bengals 9-6.
The best ribs.
What does this game? What does this game mean? What some people think about rest.
At the Montgomery Inn,
momentum.
That's it.
I'll be there on Saturday night. I got a reservation for 6. If anybody wants to join us. This is this big? What does it mean for the Ravens?
Number one, you're talking about a team that has an opportunity for another week to grow as an offense. You had Jim Caldwell. You saw how well he was able to get in rhythm with Joe Flacco, and Joe Flacco really produced. I think, again, this is a playoff team going up against another playoff team in the Bengals. Momentum is everything. I think momentum over rest going into this game.
What do you hope to see, Stan?
I want the offense to play well again because this game means something now, but a week from now it'll mean nothing, you know, because they'll be getting ready for the playoffs and that game won't even be on the radar.
Well, for me, I'm conversely opposite of you guys. I'd rather our guys come out there, maybe get one or two series on offense, play sharp, show that you're sharp, sit them down and rest your key figures because, again, the injury bug has lived in one winning drive all season, ever since the offseason. You don't want to have some kind of stupid injury that prevents you from being able to have a top-line guy once it does matter in money time, and that's the playoff game, whether it's next Saturday or Sunday. I'd rather our guys that need rest.
I will take a break. Predictions coming up.
What are we predicting? I predict that you're going to have a rack of ribs.